they want to do a debate with you.
Good evening. We're up to page 514. Can I just point something out? If you've got the Midrash edition in front of you, can I just ask you to open to page 522? I don't like to do that. It's not really my style, but I still want to just... okay, we're up to page 514. And we're nearly... page 522 is not so far. Can you see? So that 522 is the end of Ilchas Evchatzeres and Shetuf Mavos. Page 522 is the start of Hilchas Tchumim. It's a new area of Halach altogether. So I don't like to do this because it shows like, you know, as if we're not rushing. But I know that next few Simon Seifim are a little bit, maybe not so, shall I say, I don't know if it's relevant. I don't know, it's not so, exactly, not so practical. So just bear with us. We're nearly up to Hilchas Tchumim. So, but we don't skip, so chas v'sholem. So, yeah. Okay, so up to page 514, we're up to Simon Shin Pei Ches. Let's try to get this clear. We're still talking about the case that there is, again, what's an Eruv and what's a Mavui? How does it work? The truth is that if you've got a Dirsh edition, if you turn it a couple of pages, it will be quite useful for the picture. Can you see opposite page Resh Nun Ches? After page 514. It's good, it's quite helpful that. When did they come? Did it? They came a week ago. Maybe. How long ago did they come? A month. Oh. So can I just ask to go a couple of pages? If you go up after page 514, I know we're not holding there yet, but just to get that clear once again, because it's so crucial if we... We need to have clarity in this. Okay, so if Kol Rishus Rabim, which is the dark area in front of us, that leads to a Mavoi, the page after 514, it's actually on Halacha of Simon Shin Tzadik. I just want to get this clear. It's the next page. We're not there yet. Have you got page 514? It's the page after 514.
514.
Yeah. So you see there's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which is right in front of us. That leads into a Mavui, which we... How would you best translate the Mavui? I don't want to use the word courtyard, because it's going to confuse it with the Chotzer. Yeah, it's often a dead end. It's a semi... It is... Yeah. It doesn't have to be, but it often is. It's as opposed to... can you see in front of the houses? There's a courtyard in front of the houses. Okay, that's a chotzer. Whenever we spoke for the last few months, whenever we spoke about a chotzer courtyard, it looked like that area where it says Yisrael. That is the area, there's two houses there. It's a front area, front garden, a courtyard. That's called a chotzer. If you look in the bottom picture, in picture number four, you'll see that the conventional situation is that the chotzer leads into the Mavui. And then you've got another couple of houses behind that. They also have got a chotzer in front of them. Again, where the word Yisrael is printed, and so on and so on. That is a conventional chotzer. Chotzer leads into a Mavui. A Mavui leads into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Normally, you will not have a chotzer going to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, normally. So, I think that Mowbray Road is actually a very nice moshel for that, because you've got the houses, in front of every house, you've got a bit of a chotzer, right? Most of them have got a chotzer, that's the front. And that leads into a larger area, and that itself leads into the Mavui, and the Mavui leads into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So that would be the house, front courtyard is a chotzer, leading into a Mavui, which is Mowbray Road, and that leading into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the A41. It's quite neat, no? Quite neat. It's pretty much the same scenario in here. So that's a chotzer, and that's a mavui. Now, we discussed extensively yesterday and the day before, what's the halacha, if you do a shit of mavos, if you're a mashatif of the mavos, all the mavois are joined, merged together, do you need to do an erev chatzeres as well or not? And we learned that the Ramah paskens you don't. No need to. If you do a shit of mavos, all the chatzeres are included, and that's okay. Now, let's see what we're learning over here in page 514. Simchin Peiches. We're talking about a case that they did not make an Erev Chatzeres and they also didn't do a shit of Mavos. If they did not do an Erev Chatzeres and they also didn't do a shit of Mavoi, Motel, Letartel, B'chol HaMavoi, you're still allowed to carry in the Mavoi, Kelim Shofsu B'soichoi, Kelim, which rested on Friday night in the Mavoi. That's okay. Bein Erev Chatzeres, whether the Erev Chatzeres was made or not. It's quite a rare phrase for the Shulchan Aruch. And according to the Rambam, that's only if no Erev was made with Chatzeres Mabatim. But if there was an Erev Chatzeres made with the house, you'd only have to carry an Amamis. We don't pass like the Rambam. We go according to the former day. So what does the former day hold? Former day holds that im loy erev chatzeres yachad, if there was no erev chatzeres made, no shit of mavos made, you're allowed to carry in the mavui kelim which rested in it on Friday night. So what will be the case over here? So if you'd have a mavui, you've got a chotzer and a mavui, you didn't do a shit of mavos, you didn't have chatzeres, nevertheless, the kelim that were, when Friday night came in, they were in the mavui, you're allowed to kelim shishof su besoichoi, you're allowed to carry them in the mavui. Within the mavui, you're allowed to carry them. Why allowed to carry in the mavui? Why are you allowed to carry in the mavui? So the case would be in our case of in Mowbray Road, or if you go back to picture on the next page, in the mavui, which is a white area, you're allowed to carry there. Why allowed to carry them in the white area? I'm not talking about chotzer to mavui, vice versa, just in the mavui itself. Why would you be allowed to carry there? It's a very straight. It's not a catch question. It's just straightforward because it's a Rishus Yochid. Sure. So since the Rishus Yochid, Chachamim never made a gzera that you're not to carry in a mavui. The gzera would only be chotzer to mavui, vice versa. But in the mavui itself, you're not to carry, and that's the halacha. So Rabbi Yisai, even if there's no erev chatzer is made, even if no shetuf is made in the mavui itself, you'd be allowed to carry. Important halacha. Simchin Peites. Any Yehudi sheyesh lechalon pasuach leviko lekafef. A goy which has got a window open to the bikot or to the kafef. Okay, any Yehudi adob b'movui. You've got a goy who lives in a movui. So that would be quite similar to the picture on the next page. Can you see on the side it says nochi? So it's not very. It's quite similar to that. The goy lives in the movui. Sheyesh lechalon achrei beis pasuach leviko, and he's got a window open into the bikot, into the field. Or the kafef, went to the enclosed area. Even if it's only four tfachim on four tfachim, any oisad on the mavui, we're not asa on the mavui. Even if he enters and leaves, listen to that. Gmalim, what's that? Oh, he's there. Where's the picture? 30. Oh, great. Thank you, Naftali. You can always rely on Naftali. Oh, page 34 in the very back of our editions. So what can we see over here? We've got a mavui. The Jewish area is on the left-hand side. On the right, you've got the nochi, a goy living on the right-hand side. Now note, that is a little window going into the bikkah, into the fields. So he's got kind of access into the fields. The halacha is that even if he uses this window, Hashulchan Aruch says, "Afilu machnis u'moitzi gmalim." Even if he uses it extensively for gmalim, for camels, for gunners and wagons, teich amovui kolayom. Afilu machnis u'moitzi gmalim v'kolayim teich amovui kolayom. Even if he gets camels and wagons and who knows what through the Mavi Kolim the entire day. Shechofetz Yosef Oyser Shepasuach LaMeachor LeMeachor of Levadoi Sheish LeAvir. V'Have Pischa LaMavi K'moy She'Eni Rogel She'Eni Oyser. Afilu, one second. Afilu ein boi elu abot fochim la abot fochim, enu oysa abne movui. Afilu machnis umoi zigmalim vekronois, terech amovui kol ayoim. Shechofet yoysa, poysa pizuch ma'achol ha'malavadu sheish la'avir, fa'avu pizuch ha'lamovui k'moish ha'inu rogel she'inu oysa. Right. Okay. It's a very big chiddush this. This Shulchan Aruch is going into the following kais. Naftali, thank you so much for bringing to our attention that there is a picture over here. You've got a goy over here. Is the goy considered a resident of this mavui, yes or no? How would you look at it? The goy on the right-hand side, is he considered a resident of this mavui? Would you say lives here, or would you say not really? Why not? Yeah. Please note, there is an exit. It's not clear. I agree with you, it's not clear. But there is a doorway between his two houses and the mavui. There isn't just the window in the back. There's also a way of entering into the mavui. So the question is as follows: if it's considered a resident of the mavui, then he will asa on the entire mavui, because for nochi we've got a duschiras. He's considered part of the mavui. That will asa on everybody to carry. If we look at it though, that he's not really part of this area, then the yidna are allowed to carry in the mavui. So is the Nochi considered a resident here, yes or no? And the answer is, he's not. Why not? Because he's got a window. He's got a window to the back. Now, although the window is a small window, it's only 4 tefachim on 4 tefachim. But the argument that the Shulchan Aruch is making over here is that when a person's got an access into the field, then that's his main entrance. You're going to argue, but it's tiny. It's that size of you. It's 4 and 4. It's tiny. So why would I care? The answer is no. Because he's got a window leading into the valley, leading into the mountains in the back. So that is really, people tend to consider their entrance and exit where there is air. People look at their entrance out there as their real, where the air is, where the window is. And therefore, although there is an entrance to the mavui, but we don't look at it really, we ignore that, and we look at the window into the bikkur. These are the words of Shulchan Aruch. Although he may be entering and exiting camels and wagons through the mavui, nevertheless, it doesn't ask. We look at this back window, only sheish ba'avir, there is air. And the entrance into the mavui is considered irregular. She'enoisa will not asa. That's only if the bikkur or the kaf in the back, the countryside is sizable. It's bigger than Sosaim. It's nice and big. But if it's a small area, so look in the back right where the mountains are. If it's a tiny little area, literally a back garden, then Kotenhu, it's small, you can ignore it, you have to ignore it, and it will ask the Mavui. Imagine there's not be a Yid, it's be a Yid who has got this little window. For Shachvola, he forgot and he didn't make an Eruv. Ima kafu is misasayim. Oisa, if the kafu is big in misasayim, we will ask her. Levishin enu roilo veenu mistalik menavoi, because it's not appropriately sized. And doesn't mean that he's leaving the mavui. Vimuk of ledira, but if it's huk of ledira, hafili oisa misayin oisa kimin shiroiloi, then even if it's big, we'll not ask her, because it is roi for him. It means as follows. It means that we look, if it's talking about the Yid, so we look at it, that is the Yid considered, what is for the Yid the main entrance? Is it the window or is it the door? The difference is, because if it is sizable, then again we look at it as, if the window is big and sizable, we look at it, that's the main entrance. It will not answer the Blei Mavui. We're talking about a case, the Shochach. Will the Yid answer the Mavui, yes or no? If it's considered a Mibnei HaMavui, then he will answer. Shochach, he's not part of the Eruv. He will answer on himself and on others. Is it Mibnei HaMavui, yes or no? If it's a Mibnei HaMavui, then he will answer. If it's not considered Mibnei HaMavui,
why for a Goy is that considered?
What's the chilek between a Yid and a Goy? I don't know why we're distinguishing.
Is it we're looking for Hatzor? We're looking for
Mr. Mistama, that's what it is. Could be, I don't know. Interesting. Interesting. Yes.
Door is your main entrance.
let me just finish and answer your question. If you mukaf ledira, afilu yisum sayim, and oisa kim shiroilu. If you yish mishoyim, the adarab mukaf ledira, afilu besa sayim oisa, some said if it's mukaf ledira, then he will asa, kim shirik ledira, and boaviva, and a chofes, and stalik bishulam in amovoi. Because mukaf ledira, then he doesn't want people, then shirul of dira, since it's for residential purpose, there's no air, people don't really access it. And he's not gonna have any chofetz, but he doesn't really want it, and he's not gonna ask them over for that. To answer your question is, look at picture 34. The answer is, you're right. Of course, for common use, in conventional ways, the main entrance, of course, is where he brings his camels in, and where he's gonna park his car, for that matter, which is through the Movui. However, since there is a bikkur, there's a window leading out to the bikkur, that window is perceived as a main window, a main access, because, as Shulchan Aruch's words is, "Sheyesh loy shechofetz yoisa beoisoy shepasuach lo meachayrof." He prefers the entrance, which is a private entrance, for that matter, from the back. Sheyesh loy, because there's air; it's a private access.
Are you saying the window?
Yes.
And the door is the secondary access?
Yes. That's what we're saying. Although you're right, for practical use, he's mainly using the one to the Mavoi. But for many, in many ways, that's his main window, that's his main access. I hear your question. You're saying that, well, at the end of the day, that's where he parks his car. That's his main entrance. That's how, when he comes. But you know what? At the end of the day, the private one on the side, that's where the air is, that's the view. It's very important for him. So it's also considered, it's considered the main access for the Shulchan Aruch is concerned. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Isai, and we'll continue with him in Shin Tzadik tomorrow. Okay. I wish you good evening.